Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, happy weekend. Frank Rush here. Welcome to another edition of Focus on the Community, where we take a look at some of the things that affect all of us throughout the Wabash Valley and around the world, quite honestly, when we talk about today's topics, as we talk about dementia with a representative from the Alzheimer's Association. Natalie Sutton joins us. She's the chapter executive of the Greater Indiana Alzheimer's Association. Natalie, how are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me today.
Got an email from you guys here a while back, and I thought this was something that we probably should talk about because the Alzheimer's Association, you guys deal with not just those that suffer from Alzheimer's and other dementia diseases, but also with the family members that are tasked with caring for those and having to deal with those that that suffer from this. So literally, you guys come into contact, not just the association here of Greater Indiana, but your overall organization comes into contact, I'm sure, with millions of people around the world.
We sure do. More than 5.8 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's dementia in 2019 right now. And, you know, even more are caregiving for someone with the disease. That's about 16 million Americans providing unpaid care for a family member or a loved one. And 340,000 of those caregivers are here in Indiana.
Wow, that's an awful lot of people. It seems like Alzheimer's and the dementias are becoming more prevalent. Is it just because we know more, or is it because more people are actually becoming affected?
You know, more people are becoming affected. The greatest risk factor for Alzheimer's or other dementias is getting older, and we have an aging population. More and more people, the risk increases after the age of 65 fairly significantly, and more people in this country are turning 65 every day and every week. And so, you know, we are seeing an increase, but I also think, you know, we've worked really hard at the Alzheimer's Association to raise awareness, and the diseases, these issues are really still underdiagnosed or, there's still a lack of awareness, so we're working really hard on that. But I think as that grows, hopefully affected individuals are aware and then can kind of take action related to their disease and planning and spending that time that they have with their loved ones. I do think it feels like there's an increase. And certainly when we look at the numbers, we project an increase. Right now, you know, I mentioned the number 5.8 million Americans living with dementia. But by 2025, we expect that to grow to 7.1 million. So we expect to see a 27% increase in the number of Americans living with Alzheimer's in the next six or seven years. And again, I think that's due to a variety of factors, not just the population getting older, though that's certainly one piece of it.
Natalie Sutton's our guest today with the Alzheimer's Association, specifically the Greater Indiana Alzheimer's Association chapter. I guess you could say, unfortunately, we're living too long because it didn't used to be that big of a deal, but people didn't live to the age that they are living now, right?
You know, yes, I think that's part of it. Though we really want to see people age, in a healthy and enjoyable way. And this disease or this set of diseases can really challenge that and can challenge, families and loved ones and family finances, as well as their time together and their well-being. So, we are very hopeful that with better awareness of these issues, detection and diagnosis, the support that we offer at the Alzheimer's Association, and then ultimately the work that we're doing to really advance research so that we can find treatments or cures for these diseases, we hope to change that conversation.
You know, I know you guys are doing lots of research and progress is being made all the time. But the biggest question I think most people seem to have is they say, well, I'm getting older and I can't remember where I put my keys. Oh, my. What? I mean, they don't know How do we really recognize what is Alzheimer's? And I mentioned too, there are a lot of other dementias that not just Alzheimer's, but a lot of other dementia diseases out there. How do we know what we've got and whether we have it?
That is a great question, and it's one that we get at the Alzheimer's Association all the time. Really, there's a difference between normal aging. We can all be forgetful, myself included, and as we age, you know, it does get harder to remember things, but there is a difference between that normal healthy aging and what happens when someone develops dementia or Alzheimer's disease. And we refer to, we have 10 signs, 10 warning signs. I won't go into all of them, but just a few of them. You know, it's kind of the difference between losing your keys and being able to retrace your steps and find your keys, or to know that you've lost your keys, as opposed to, you know, maybe not even knowing that they're gone and not knowing what to do with them or where you left them and not being able to kind of retrace and find something that you've lost, like your keys, for example. We also see, you know, personality changes. Sometimes something that someone has valued or that's been important to them their whole life all of a sudden doesn't seem important to them anymore, or you see, you know, some significant changes in personality. In addition to that, you know, kind of losing track of day, time, place. Those are just some of the things that we point to as signs that something is not just normal aging, and it may be a good idea to talk to your physician or your healthcare provider if you or someone you love is experiencing those signs. And certainly you can get more info on those on our website. We have a full education program called Know the 10 Signs that we deliver in communities throughout Indiana. And our website, alz.org, has a lot of information on this topic as well.
If you think a loved one may be having some problems, just talking to your regular physician is just the first step, because this, like a lot of other diseases, there are specialties, and you need to find a specialist who truly understands this. And so you start with your regular family doctor, but they need to send you on to somebody who really lives and breathes this, right?
Yeah, that is what we recommend at the Alzheimer's Association, you know, but I think having that first conversation with your physician or your healthcare provider is the right first step to take. You know, it's actually somewhat concerning. We released recently a facts and figures report, and this year's publication had a special report that surveyed seniors and primary care physicians and found that while a cognitive assessment is part of an annual Medicare visit, most physicians are waiting until someone talks to them before they deliver that cognitive assessment, and a large majority of seniors have not had a cognitive assessment from their physician. So it really does, you know, require one to know him or herself, and for family members to recognize and observe these changes, and then to advocate for yourself and to say to your healthcare provider, you know, I really, something seems off. I don't feel like myself. Can you help me with that? And then to receive that cognitive assessment. Of course, we're big advocates that that assessment, again, covered by Medicare, should be provided in every annual visit. So even if you don't feel like you're having a specific problem, it's okay to talk to your doctor and say, you know, I'd like to have that annual cognitive assessment as part of my visit.
We want to make sure that a loved one is properly cared for, but we think of, you know, caring for them. But let's get down to the cold hard numbers here. Alzheimer's is expensive, and caring for someone with Alzheimer's is something that needs to be planned for before the diagnosis is made.
Ideally, yes. That is the ideal situation. You know, Alzheimer's is the most expensive disease in America. Just, you know, total societal numbers, we anticipate that Alzheimer's and other dementias will cost $290 billion in 2019, and that does not include the cost of unpaid caregiving, So family members or friends who pitch in to care for a loved one is not included in that number. $195 billion of that is the cost to Medicare and Medicaid. So even if we aren't personally affected, we're all paying the costs associated with this disease. But we know when we take those costs down to the individual and family level, that this can be a huge threat to someone's retirement and their financial security. And you are absolutely correct, Frank. The best way is to have a solid plan in place for some of those legal and financial issues that could occur. But even if you didn't do that planning and then you're facing, you know, a diagnosis or you're facing this disease now, it's not too late. And that's, again, really one of the reasons that we like to promote, you know, people seeking that diagnosis, because when you have that diagnosis, this is a progressive disease. And so in the early stages, you can still make choices and develop plans that will benefit you and your family as you progress through the disease. And so that is some of the importance of getting that early diagnosis.
And making sure that the loved one can make the decisions that they want to make while they still can. And as you mentioned, the loved ones are greatly affected. The loved ones, the family members, quite honestly, are almost, if not completely, as affected by this disease and other dementias as the person suffering from it. And nobody really knows that until you go through it. And there's a huge cost that the family pays, I'd say mentally, and is how they try to care for the loved one. And that's another one of the areas that I know you guys try to address, is the cost mentally, physically, financially to the family.
Yeah, so earlier I mentioned those 340,000 unpaid caregivers in Indiana. In 2018, those caregivers just here in Indiana provided 387 million hours of unpaid care to their loved ones. If we put a value on that time, it's $4.89 billion. And, you know, what I think when you really boil that down to the value of the time, you're talking about time away from other family members. You know, some caregivers are taking care of both parents and children. You're talking about time away from other family responsibilities, from jobs. There's a huge impact. A large majority of caregivers are actually still in the workforce. And, you know, they face productivity and other challenges at their professional jobs. Because of the demands of caregiving. And then ultimately, all of this stress can lead to health and other issues for the caregiver. So that's something that we really have our eyes on as an organization. And I think if anybody out there is caregiving or is struggling, one of the messages that I really like to share is that you are not in this alone. It can feel like a very lonely responsibility to provide care for someone with Alzheimer's or dementia. But there are others who've been through it. The Alzheimer's Association is here to help. We have 65 support groups throughout the state of Indiana. We have a 24/7 365 helpline. So don't feel like you have to carry this burden all alone. It certainly is a burden and a significant one, but there are people out there who would be happy to help you and some resources and tools to make that burden just a little bit lighter.
Natalie Sutton with the Alzheimer's Association of Greater Indiana is our guest today. In about the minute or so that we've got left here, probably for those family members, the hardest decision to make is when you realize you just can't do it anymore, because we all reach a point where we as just average people just can't provide that care anymore. And that's a hard decision to make.
Yes, it is a hard decision to make. And again, you know, lots of wonderful organizations, companies, and resources here in our community who can provide that support when it's the right time to provide that support for your family. The Alzheimer's Association, another thing that we offer is care consultation and referral to other resources. So even if you're unsure about when is the right time to make a move like that, or to move your loved one out of the home, that's, again, something that we can help with so that you don't have to feel the pressure of that decision alone. But we are grateful, you know, we've talked a lot today about the unpaid caregivers. There's also a wonderful workforce out there caring for our seniors in other facilities and communities, and we're really grateful for the work that they do as well.
And learning how to select those facilities, it's a challenge, but it can be done with the right kind of help and guidance. The Alzheimer's Association can help you out with that and a lot of other things. And the main way people find info nowadays is Google. But folks can Google you guys, or they can go straight to your website, and I'm sure you've got like an 800 number or something. Tell us, how do we get a hold of you guys?
We sure do. Well, first, our 800 helpline, which is available, again, 24/7, is 800-272-3900. Again, that's 800-272-3900. We also have a ton of resources and information on our website. Very simple address to remember, ALZ.org. That's ALZ.org. And you can find everything that you need on this topic, as well as some of those other facts and figures on the website.
All right, Natalie Sutton with the Alzheimer's Association of Greater Indiana. We appreciate you being with us today. And, of course, if you missed any part of today's program, we have it posted as a podcast on our website. You can go there, listen to it again, and get everything you need to know right there. Thanks for joining us this weekend, and we will see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.